Yeah, the letdown I got from that wedding invitation had me moping around for a while, but honestly, I didn't have a lot of time to dwell on it. I had to be ready to go by the end of June. I went over the list of things to bring and things to not bring carefully, as you don't want stuff confiscated and quite literally tossed in the trash that you had just spent good money on. They did allow some things I knew I would need, such as a laptop, which I invested in a brand new one and spent several days preparing it, but putting nothing on it, figuring I would have more than enough opportunity once I got there to download what I needed, and I sure as heck didn't want anything on it that might get it confiscated and the hard drive wiped. Same with the new smartphone. Some things I transferred over, but a goodly portion I left off, including most of my games. Not that much as far as clothing goes, since most of the time would be spent either in uniform or fatigues. There were several different uniforms that I would be issued once I got there that I needed to have room for in my luggage when making trips home, because I know my parents would want pictures of me in all of them. I think I had everything packed with a week to spare, and I spent most of every day after that going over and over the itinerary. I wanted to be sure I arrived on the exact flight I was expected to be on. The bus from the airport to the academy waits for no one. Dad had wanted to drive me all the way from Huntington to Colorado Springs, but I nixed that idea. Not only because it was a two-day trip both ways, but I didn't want to let Dad and Mom get the idea about moving. Dad did say he wanted some time to tell me some things before I left, and it also turned out that the cheapest airfare to Denver that would arrive at the proper time was out of Columbus, so that would give Dad a 3-hour trip to tell me anything he needed. I was going over the introductory manual for the umpteenth time when... Come on in, Dad.
Well, I may sound like your dad, but...
Birch! I haven't seen you in a while. How goes the tour?
It hasn't started yet. Les is still working out the details. Stan isn't getting rid of me that quickly. I just came over to give you something. Sort of a good luck gift.
Oh, well, thanks. What is it? I'll see if I can bring it.
Just this.
A CD? You recorded a second album?
Yep. One song in particular is dedicated to you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can put this on my phone. They said music was allowed but had to be reviewed. Which one?
The fourth track, America. Figured it would help keep your spirits up when the going gets tough.
Yeah, Dad kind of warned me about that. Thanks, Birch. I really enjoy Birch's music, and he's got a much more mature style now, which appeals to a more adult crowd. And yeah, that song he dedicated to me, he even mentioned it in the lyric sheet, really did perk me up. It would definitely come in handy. The day finally came. Both Mom and Dad decided they wanted to see me off at the airport.
Dipper, you really didn't have to pack up everything in your room before you left.
Well, I just wanted to make it easier for you to put in storage so you can turn that room into another bedroom for guests.
I am not turning that room into a guest room, son. That room is yours until you have a more permanent place on your own.
But, Dad...
I said I wouldn't follow you to Colorado, and I'm not. But there's no way you're going to make me convert your room. At least, not yet. There's the chance
that... Dad, if you're worried I'll give up and want to come home, don't. I'm going to make it.
Dipper, remember, I almost gave up, and you know what a fighter I am. The training is intended to push you to your limits. You'll see many others drop out because it is so hard. I just want you to know that if you find you really can't continue, well, there will be no shame in coming home again.
Thanks, Dad. But I'll make it.
I sure hope so.
We arrived an hour before the flight. There were a few other obvious cadets waiting in the food court with their parents, and that was exactly where we went after I had gotten my boarding pass. We grabbed some lunch, as the flight would not have a meal. I really wanted to be sure I was at the gate at least 30 minutes before departure time, so I tried to convince Dad to let me go, and he finally relented.
We're proud of you, son. Never forget that.
I know, Dad. And I'm proud of you, too.
We'll be there for Parents' Weekend. Count on it.
Thanks, Dad. With that, I got into the security check line. Once through, I looked back and waved to Mom and Dad before heading to the gate. When I got there, there were at least 5 other cadets waiting. It was obvious from the reading material in the duffel. I sat down and tried to relax, but it was difficult. They announced pre-boarding, and a few passengers with children and one with a wheelchair got on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin regular boarding for United Flight 318 nonstop to Denver. Please have your boarding pass ready for inspection.
This was it. I got up and got in line. Turned out none of the cadets had seats next to each other, which was a shame. I found my seat and put the duffel in the overhead compartment. I was fortunate enough to get a window seat. This was only my second time flying into Denver, and I wanted to get a view of those mountains again. The closer we got to actual takeoff, the more excited I became. They did the usual safety announcements while we taxied to the runway, and today there was very little wait once we got to the end of it. Took a leap when the wheels left the runway. I simply could not contain my excitement. My new life was beginning. Who knows what lay in store?
Could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It may come cannonballing down from the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, bell will jingle, door will knock, open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river. Come on, it will, maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on something, come on in, don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Just out of reach, down the block on a beach. Maybe tonight, maybe tonight, maybe tonight.